once again, it is that time, Hip Hop Revisited. I am your man, I guess Raw. You gotta feel me on this one, fam. We about to do it up big. Oh, maybe that's the wrong terminology here. I should be a little more careful about how I position myself on this one, because this one is a little different from the other podcasts that I've done so far. It's a little bit of a different tone with this one. Not that I ever just recklessly get on the mic and play joints that don't have any kind of focus or any kind of meaning. If you've listened to the other podcasts, you know that I always have some form of focus, and I always play music that relates to a subject. But today, well, today we're going with lyrics specifically. Lyrics that are very, very strong. Powerful words. Things that make you sit and listen and take note. Words that inspire, provoke. Words that just make you sit back and think about what was going through the mind of the lyricist, the MC. Songs that have words that almost make you not want to move to the song, not want to dance to the song, but rather you just want to sit and soak it up. That's the vibe I'm shooting for today, fam. And I think part of why I'm really looking for that vibe today is because right now there's a lot of things going on in the world that just, I don't know, fam. It's just a very strange time. You got the Virginia Tech thing. You got the Don Imus thing. We were just on the heels of Sean Bell, and that's really not resolved either. You know, there's a lot going on in the world right now. And, you know, we turn on the radio or look at the videos, and hip-hop is not really addressing a lot of what's going on around it. And hip-hop wasn't always like that. So for those of you who are relatively young, as far as, you know, my listeners are concerned, you know, hip-hop at one time was almost all social consciousness, political consciousness. This was before the bling and before the gangbanging and all that other nonsense. And don't get it twisted, there's nothing wrong with partying and, you know, going to the club and having fun, and that's all well and good, but, you know, sometimes you just gotta stop and listen. Hip-hop is not just party music. Hip-hop is not just club music. Hip-hop can be inspirational. And I think what hip-hop did better than anything else at that time, and to this day for me, is it speaks to you in a way that most other forms of music just can't do. So today's focus is on strong words. So don't get too caught up in the beats today. Let's get caught up in the words. Let's put our mind to work. All right, fam? Let's go.
We got flow, flow. Every time I hear a brother call a girl a bitch or a hoe, trying to make a sister feel low, you know all of that got to go. Now everybody knows there's exceptions to this rule. I don't be getting mad when we playing, it's cool. But don't you be calling me out my name. I bring breath to those who disrespect me like a dame. That's why I'm talking. One day I was walking down a block, I had my cutoff shorts on, right? Cause it was crazy hot. I walked past these dudes when they passed me. One of them felt my booty, he was nasty. Yeah. I turned around red, somebody was catching the rat. Then the little one said,
yeah, me bitch.
And laughed. Since he was with his boys, he tried to break fly. I punched him dead in his eyes, said,
who you calling a bitch?
I guess I fell so deep in love, I grew dependency. I was too blind to see just how it was affecting me. All that I knew is you was all the man I had. And I was scared to let you go, even though you treated me bad. But I don't wanna see my kids see me getting beat down by daddy smacking mommy all around. You say I'm nothing without you, but I'm nothing with you. A man don't really love you if he hits you. Yeah. This is my notice to the tool, I'm not taking it no more. I'm not your personal whore, that's not what I'm here for. Ain't nothing good gon' come to you till you do right by me. Brother, you wait
and see.
Most beautifulest thing in creation. She gave me motivation.
motion, causing constant elevation. See her more than booty, used in lustful situations. She feel a vibration, she's the mother of our nation. Now for oh so long, you stood by us so strong, even when we done wrong. So I dedicate this song. More priceless than a worldly treasure, you bring love, joy, pleasure. Countless things that are unmeasured. Some raise seeds all alone, with no father in the home, but they still find the strength to continue on. I see you more than a crackhead or a chicken head, or just a piece of something I'm trying to get up in my bed. You often say a lot of times we demean, sometimes we do, to lift the hardhead ones up to queens. Our whole purpose is to give a proper surface, cause the black woman always is a queen.
Let me take this time to let you know you've been on my mind. And even though I always have been kind, I wanna show you that you're really divine, sincere. Let me take this time to let you know you've been on my mind. And even though I always have been kind, I wanna show you that you're really divine, sincere.
My fondest thoughts and memories go out with you, and I'm sorry for that time that I hit you. The finest light you radiate, you looking right, and that's why I love you with your chocolate skin. Finer things were never made in this world. There you are, looking like something worth something. Make me feel pride when you walk with me. Sit down and talk with me for a minute. It's kinda hard for me not to stray, but I think I'm gonna start today. Hey, I'm trying, at least I ain't lying.
Like the front ass, you know what I'm saying?
Send a rose to your wife, she probably saved your life. Put up with cheating and she might have got beat. You can't build a foundation based on lies and deceit. I'm trying to be right, I want my cipher complete.
Let me take this time to let you know you've been on my mind. And even though I always have been kind, I want to show you that you really divine, sincere. Let me take this time to let you know you've been on my mind. And even though I always have been kind, I want to show you that you really divine, sincere.
Yo, we gotta start respecting life more, y'all. When you look at your brother, man, you gotta see yourself. You gotta see the God within him. We brothers getting changed real quick over nothing. We losing too many of ours. Gotta recreate, y'all. Yo, check it.
Knowing you the best part of life, do I have the right to take yours? Cause I created you irresponsibly, subconsciously knowing the act. I was a part of the start of something I'm not ready to bring into the world. Had myself believing I was sterile. I look at your mother's stomach and wonder if you are a boy or a girl. Turning this woman's wound into a tomb, but she and I agree. A seed we don't need, you would have been much more than a mouth to feed. But someone, I would have fed this information I read to someone. My life for you, I would have had to lead. Instead, I led you to death. I'm sorry for taking your first breath, first step and first cry, but I wasn't prepared mentally nor financially. Having a child shouldn't have to bring out the man in me. Plus, I wanted you to be raised within a family. I don't wanna go through the drama of having a baby's mama. Weekend visits and buying J's ain't gonna make me a father. For a while, burying a child is something I never wanted to do. For me to live forever, I can only do that through you. Nerve, I got to talk about them niggas with a gun. Must have really thought I was God to take the life of my son. I could have sacrificed going out to think my homies who did it, I used to joke about. From now on, I'ma use self-control instead of birth control. Cause $315 ain't worth your soul. $315 ain't worth your soul. $315 ain't worth it.
Tribulations, child's elimination, an integration of thoughts I feel about the situation. Back and forth, my feelings was patient, happy deep down, but not joyed enough to have it. But even that's a lie, less than 2 weeks, we was back at it. Is this unprotected love, or safe to say it's lust busting? More than a sweat, it's somebody you trust. Or is it that we don't trust each other enough and believe having this child will make us have to stay together? Don't want you
in my life cause you have made it better. Thinking we all in love cause we can spend a day together. We talking spending the rest of our lives. It's too many black women that can say they mothers but can't say that they wives. I wouldn't choose any other to mother my understanding, but I want our parenthood to come from planning. There's so much in my life that's undone. We gotta see eye to eye about family before we can become one. If you had decided to have it, the situation I wouldn't run from, but I'm walking, finding myself and my God, so I can discipline my son with my rod. And I have a judge telling me how and when to raise my seed. Though his death was out, I grieved with no one else to blame. I had a book of African names, case our mind changed. Just say your period hasn't came, and lately I've been sleepy, so quit smoking the weed and the beaties, and let's have this boy.
Stop crying, and young brothers to stop dying. I wish the police would stop killing. Politicians stop stealing and acting like they not dealing. When they know they got bricks in the street, at the country club fixing to eat. I can see them now, I wish we get this shit figured out. And stop going the trigger route, and acting all niggered out. On the block with the nine cock, I wish we try and stop. Stop wishing for the pine box. I wish she wasn't so obsessed with death. Tell me, is it cause we blessed with less? I don't know, really. I wish the world was safer. I'm scared to travel abroad. That's why I travel with the Lord. I wish a cab would stop for me in the rain. I know you wanna call me insane. I'm a dreamer, I'm a dreamer.
My pops didn't die when I was 7 years old. If there's life after death, is heaven this cold? I wish I could wipe the tears of all the crying mothers. Wish New York niggas didn't start flying colors. I wish my people stopped avoiding the truth. BT stopped poisoning youth. We need changes for teenagers as they go through phases. More than just a concrete jungle, the world got green acres. I wish I'd been more diligent. Smart cats rhyme militant, the rest rhyme ignorant. I wish the world didn't give us funny looks. Think we all just dummies and crooks. Athletes and entertainers singing hooks. We need more black babies that's in the books. Read on. I wish God could take away the pain. I know you wanna call me insane. I'm a dreamer. I'm a dreamer. come through customs. I wish Christians stopped beefing with Muslims. Wish the poor didn't have to take welfare. Wish America had universal health care. Cause there ain't no help here. In a country where we don't fight fair, the American dream becomes a nightmare. It's all hype here, and on this track, my soul I might bear. I wish Bush just get out of office before he start World War III and try to off us. It won't cost them, but it'll cost us. And right now, believe me, you lost us.
Strong words. More strong words from all kinds of voices we heard from the ladies and the gentlemen on that side. Oh my goodness. All this talk about addressing the females improperly, particularly black females. Heard some strong words in that regard from both perspectives. Some strong words on the subject of abortion from my man Calm. Little help from L Boog. We'll hear from L Boog in a minute. But then we also heard some words from the heart, Master Ace at OG, wishing. And I don't know if you caught it, but somewhere lurking in the back was MLK. The Dreamer. Isn't that what somebody called him? Yeah, no doubt. If that side was heartfelt, if that segment was heartfelt, then this next segment, not that it's not straight from the heart, but the general subject matter is just a little bit different. Oh, this next segment is a little more about the leadership of the United States and how certain individuals in the leadership have led a certain part of the population down a very problematic path. And whether you're inside or outside of this country, because I know quite a few of my listeners are not in the United States, I'm sure that they would agree that America has had some very questionable leadership over the past couple of decades, to say the least. And as you will hear Chuck D put it, we've been in a trilogy of terror, going from Reagan to Bush to Bush. And it's been quite a journey, to say the least. So I'm going to get into a couple of tracks that I talk about some of the more political things that affect the world at large and hip-hop in particular. So once again, fam, buckle up and let's go.
One by one. In one way or another, America will find a way to eliminate the problem one by one. The problem is the troublesome black youth of the ghetto. And one by one, we are being wiped off the face of this earth at an extremely alarming rate. And even more alarming is the fact that we are not fighting back. Brothers, sisters, niggas. When I say nigger, it is not the nigger that we've grown to fear. It is not the nigger that we say as if it has no meaning, but to me, it means never ignorant, getting goals accomplished, nigger. Niggas, what are we going to do? Walk blind into a lie or fight? Fight and die if we must. Die like niggas. This is for the masses, the lower classes, ones you left out. Jobs were given better living, but we were capped out. Made to feel inferior, but we're superior. Break the chains on our brains that made us fear. Pledge allegiance to a flag that neglects us. Honor a man that refused to respect us. Emancipation proclamation, please. Lincoln just said that to save the nation. These are lies that we've all accepted. Say no to drugs, but the government's kept it. Running through our community, killing the unity. The war on drugs is a war on you and me. And yet, they say this is the home of the free, you ask me. It's all about hypocrisy. The Constitution, no, it don't apply to me. And Lady Liberty, stupid bitch, lie to me. This made me strong. I know it's gonna like what I'm pumping, but it's wrong. She keeps someone from learning something, so get up. It's time to start nation building. I'm better. We gotta start teaching children that they can be all that they want to be. It's much more to life than just poverty. This is definitely words of wisdom.
America.
I charge you with the crime of rape, murder, and assault for suppressing and punishing my people. I charge you with robbery for robbing me of my history. I charge you with false imprisonment for keeping me trapped in the projects. And the jury finds you guilty on all accounts. And you are to serve the consequences for your evil schemes. Prosecutor, do you have any more evidence? Words of wisdom, based upon the strength of a nation. Conquer the enemy, armed with education. Protect yourself, reach for what you wanna do. Know thyself, teach by what we've been through. Armed with the knowledge of the place we've been. No one will ever oppress this race again. No Malcolm X in my history text, why's that? Cause he tried to educate and liberate all blacks. Why is Martin Luther King in my book each week? He told blacks that they get smacked, turn the other cheek. I don't get it, so many questions run through my mind. I get sweated, they act like I sequestered the crime. But forget it, cause one day I'ma prove the rhyme. That every brother has to smother on the welfare law. The American dream, though it seems like it's attainable, they're pulling your sleep. Don't believe, cause it'll strangle you. Pulling the life from your brain, I can't explain. Make it so you can't obtain from what you came. You swear to the mother that you're living. Inequality, forgetting your brother that's living. Here in poverty, though they had us beaten when they took out King. But the battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom. The battle ain't over till the black man sings words of wisdom. Nightmare! That's what I am. America's nightmare. I am what you made me. The hate and the evil that you gave me. I shine as a reminder of what you've done to my people for 400 plus years. You should be scared. You should be running. You should be trying to silence me. Huh? But you cannot escape fate. For it is my turn to come. Just as you rose, you will fall. By my hands, America. You reap what you sow. Tupacalypse, America's nightmare. Ice Cube in the lynch mob, America's nightmare. Above the law, America's nightmare. Paris, America's nightmare. Public enemy, America's nightmare. KRS-One, America's Nightmare. New African Panthers, America's Nightmare. Tulu Shakur, America's Nightmare. Geronimo Pratt, America's Nightmare. Sada Shakur, America's Nightmare. Thank you.
getting F by the same last name. You know what? China ain't never giving back that goddamn plane. Must got this old nation trained on some kennel ration. Refrain, the same train, full of cocaine, blows the brain. Have you forgotten? I've been through the first term of rotten. The father, the son, and the holy shit, we all in. Don't look at me, I ain't calling for no assassination. I'm just saying, who voted for that asshole of your nation? Deja Bush, crushed by the head rush when I wrote the bum rush. Saw you salute to the then vice pres, who did what Reagan said. It then became pres himself, went for Delph, knee deep in his damn self. Stuck in a three-headed bucket, a trilateral bush shit. Sorry ain't no better way of putting it. No, you cannot freestyle this, cause your ass still ain't free if I fight for y'all and they get me.
Come on!
How many y'all is coming to get me? None, cause it's easier to forget me. Ain't that a bush? Son of a bush is here all up in your zone. You ain't never heard so much soul to the bone, I told y'all when the first bush was tapping my telephone. Spy versus spy, can't trust them as you salute to the Illuminati. You know what? Take your ass to your 1 million party. Go on! He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
The son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad. Now here's the pitch. High and inside, certified genocide. Ain't that a bush? Repeat, ain't that a bush? Out of nowhere, headed to the hothouse. Killed 135 at the last count. Texas bounce, Texas bounce, come on. Cats in a cage, got a ghost of a chance of coming back from your whack. Ass killer machine, son of a bush, ain't that a son of a bush? Cats doing bids for the same bush shit that you did.
The farmer.
Serial killer kid, serial killer kid, go!
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
The father, the son. The father, the son. The father, the son, and the holy bush. The father.
It's a real thing, used to make you swing, used to be your thing. Daddy had you under his wing, son of a bush. Bringing kilos to fill up silos, you probably sniff piles. Got inmates in Texas scrubbing tiles. That shit is wild, that shit is wild. CIA child,
the father.
That shit is wild, CIA child. That shit is wild, CIA child. That shit is wild, CIA child.
He's the son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad.
The son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad. Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad. He's the son of a bad.
Son of a bad.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad.
Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad man.
Son of a bad man.
He's the son of a bad. He's the son of a bad man. He's the son of a bad. Son of a bad man.
I'm not afraid of you, Mr. Big Bad Wolf. So you better not follow me anymore. And furthermore, Don't bother any of my friends in Fairyland anymore, because I'll protect them.
I want the world to know you won't beat us, because we're the children of those that took the worst form of slavery and brutality that ever lived, that ever existed. Our parents survived the Middle Passage. Only the strong got here, and then we lost our name, our culture, our religion, and we're still here. So you may have a momentary victory, Mr. Bush, but you don't know.
Pledge no allegiance, fuck the president's speeches. What the industry did to Pac, they did to Jesus. Raping his vocals, and then destroying the message, trying to deport us. If they can't destroy and arrest us, government front religious, but their heart is empty. Like a televangelist, preaching out of his Bentley. Calling abortion murder in a medical building, but don't give a fuck about bombing Iraqi children. Talking like eunuchs in a fucking libretto. Look at their mansions and look at your suburban ghetto. The gulag, the new hood where they send us to live, cause they don't give a fuck about none of our kids. That's why blacks and Latinos get the worst education, while devils run America like Birth of a Nation. Affirmative action ain't reverse discrimination. That shit is a pathetic excuse for reparations.
Come on, Bin Laden blow up the projects.
It was you, nigga, it was you.
Bush knocked down the towers.
It was you, nigga, it was you, motherfucker.
Bin Laden blow up the projects.
It was you, nigga, it was you.
Bush knocked down the towers.
It was you, nigga, it was you, motherfucker.
They say the terrorism revolves around the Quran, but that's stupid. I show you why it's totally wrong. Cause if this country was invaded and crumbled, I'd turn Harlem into a Colombian jungle. And I wouldn't be fighting for a Christian nation. I'd be fighting for survival from extermination. I wouldn't fight for Fox News, them racist niggas. I'd be fighting for the hood, for the faceless niggas. For the immigrants America loves to despise, even though it needs them to make the economy rise. They feed us genetically modified garbage, so I repetitively reload the cartridge. Boston, New York, down to Atlanta, guerrilla war in the swamps of Louisiana. Camera panoramas of hammers couldn't rock me. East coast to west coast, you can't stop me. And fuck Schwarzenegger, his pops was a Nazi, and it runs in the family. So run for the Grammys, run to the coon picnic and try to pick up a mammy. But half of y'all are faggots trying to pick up a tranny. Eddie Murphy ass motherfuckers going commercial. Even Interscope is getting pimped by Universal. Green Tutankhamun lantern, a curse you and merge you. But the Bin Laden slush fund remix just burnt you.
Bin Laden blow up the projects.
It was you, nigga, it was you.
Bush knocked down the towers.
It was you, nigga, it was you, motherfucker.
Bin Laden blow up the projects.
It was you, nigga, it was you.
Bush knocked down the towers.
It was you, nigga, it was you, motherfucker.
Hip-Hop Revisited, the podcast. It's your man, I Guess Raw. We're in the middle of Strong Words, part one. Damn. Bush knocked down the towers. It was you, devil. Oh, my. Strong words indeed. Immortal Technique. Little assist from KRS-One and Chuck D. Oh, Lord. We're going to keep it moving, though, because I got more strong words for you. In the last segment, we tackled politics. How about race? How about racism? the long-term effects, which still linger to this day. Just ask Don Imus. And I see now they're trying to approach the record labels about the type of music that they release and the language contained therein. I have kind of mixed emotions about this. While there definitely needs to be some responsibility shown in that regard, I'm not one for censorship. So it has to be approached very carefully. And I hope it works itself out. But make no mistake about it, fam, it is still an issue. Strong words, particularly that N-word. And I know a lot of people who are not in this country probably don't understand the magnitude that that word carries to this day. And in this next set, you'll hear some songs that hopefully will shed some light on that. But, you know, I constantly am confronted with evidence that in the year 2007, while certain strides have been made and we have certainly gained in terms of enlightenment as it pertains to racial matters, clearly there are some who are still handicapped by an insensitivity to racial inequities, to put it nicely. But as we go forward, we will continue to shed light on the subject and hopefully enlighten people's minds. So, with that in mind, let's push forward and proceed on. Let's go.
It's the mystery of iniquity. Said it's the misery of iniquity. Said it's the history of iniquity. Oh, and it all falls down.
Handle the truth in a courtroom of lies. Purges the jurors, witnesses, spies. Crooked lawyers, false indictments publicized. It's entertainment, the arraignments, the subpoenas. High profile gladiators in bloodthirsty arenas. Enter the dragon, black robe, crooked balance. Souls bought and sold and paroled for 30 talents. Court reporter, catch the circus on the paper. File it in the system, not acknowledged by the maker. Swearing by the Bible, blatantly blasphemous. Publicly perpetrating that in God we trust. Cross-examined by a master manipulator. The faster, intimidator, receiving the judge's favor. Deceiving sabers, doing injury to their neighbors. For status, gratis, apparatus, and legal waivers. See the bailiff, representing security. Holding the word of God, soliciting perjury. The prosecution, political prostitution. The more money you pay, the further away solution. Legal actors, Babylon's benefactors. Masquerading as the agency for the clients. Hypocritical giants, morally non-compliant, orally armed to do bodily harm, polluted, recruited, and suited judicial charm, and the defense isn't making any sense, faking the confidence of escaping the consequence, that a defendant is dependent on the system, totally void of judgment, purposely made to twist them, emotional victim, blackmailed by the henchmen, framed by intentions, inventions whereby they lynch men. Enter the false witness, slandering the accused, planting the seed, openly showing he's being used to discredit, edit, headed for the alleged, smearing the individual, fearing the unsuspected. Expert witness, the paid authority, made a priority to deceive the majority of disinterested peers, dodging duty for years, hating the process, waiting to return to their careers. Do we expect a system made for the elect to possibly judge correct, properly serve and protect? Materially corrupt, spiritually amok, oblivious to the cause, prosperously bankrupt, blindly to the blind, guilty never defined, filthy as swine, a generation pure in its own mind. Legal extortion, blown out of proportion, in vain deceit, the truth is obsolete. Only two positions, victimizer or victim. Both end up in destruction, trusting this crooked system. Mafia with diplomas, keeping us in a coma, trying to own a piece of the American corona. The revolving door, insanity every floor, sky scraping, paper chasing, what are we working for? Empty traditions, reaching social position, teaching ambition to support the family superstition. When the son of perdition is commander in chief, the standard is thief. Brethren, can we candidly speak? Woe to the men, trusting in the chariots, them leaning on horses, they run their intellectual sources. Counterfeit wisdom, creating the illusion of freedom. Confusion consumes them. Every word they speak, it turns them outwardly white. Internally, they absent in the light. Them trapped in the night, and bondage to the cane of the night. Under the curse, evil men waxing more worse. Facts in the first, angelic being cast to the earth. It's time for rebirth, burning up the branch and the root. The empty pursuits of every tree bearing the wrong fruit, turning me ill. Let him who stole no longer steal. Oh, Israel, surrender for Jehovah is real. How long will you sleep? Troubled by the thoughts that you keep, the idols you heap, causing the destruction you reap. Judgment is come, find it and return to the one. Abandon the flesh, self-interest, broad way to death, pride and greed, hiding, subdividing the seed. The knowledge of good and evil is what caused us to lie, caused us to die. Let your emotions be crucified. Renounce all your thoughts, repent and let your mind be retort. You'll find what you sought was based on a deception you bought, a perception of naught where the majority remains caught. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom all die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom all die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom all die. Loving a lie, not realizing an atom all die. It's the mystery of iniquity. That is the history of iniquity.
It is the thickest blood on this planet. The feet that slip and slide in spilled lakes of black blood on back roads marked with rusted dead end signs. They don't fit into any shoes, not Nikes and not Reeboks, though they make them across the sea and sell them to you and me for 50 times their value. None of them can hold the blood that coagulated not so long ago in the lower extremities of off-color corpses strung up from trees like drying figs or hanging potpourri to sweeten scenes of southern gallantry. Before cushioned insoles and arch supports, there were feet that sank in rusted chains and backs that cracked beneath the weight of slave names like Jones, Smith, Johnson, Williams, or even Hilfiger. And black butts that bore marks forever from irons that preceded those for pressing and curling naps yanked straight before relaxers, weaves, and pink lotion. Branding irons, children, now that you've crossed the ocean, right? Step up here, little nigga, on the auction block and open up your mouth. Right, good strong teeth, good muscle tone. You ought to pick a ton of cotton. Must be worth $10, maybe more. See here, ladies and gentlemen, how much can I get for this here? Barely used, top of the line. Fast forward to Calvin Klein and modern ownership tags for black behinds, courtesy of Ralph Lauren, a.k.a. Low, Low. Well, how low can you go? Call on black consumers if you want the cash flow, cause they quick to flip and spend up all they dough. And don't front money, act like you know. We give it up to the Brooklyn malls, we give it up to the uptown malls, cause the white folks figure ain't no questions for a nigga that material possessions can't answer. keep us preoccupied from what we wear to what we drive while our mothers are dying of cancer. We tuck our low self-esteem into Eurotrash jeans, some overpriced shit from Donna Karen, as we toast with Hennessy to covert white supremacy. Hiding the thickest blood on the planet, we wearing it under our clothes, the way God dressed our souls. But check how the proud blood flowed through 1996. Adding fuel to the flames of some bullshit brand names, cause we couldn't see past the next pair of fat kicks. It is the thickest blood on this planet, the blood that sprays and spills in buckets, soaks and stains the nightly news. But fuck it, a colored life still ain't worth but a few ducats. That blood can't be contained by any mind that cannot see a great black forest for all these cracker trees. I'm talking about Afro Madonna and child and child and child and child and whoops, there goes another one. And mama don't know the answer, so baby got to guess. Oh, say, young blood, you want to tell me what George Marciano ever did for a Negro, a Boricua, Chicano? Brothers and sisters, their pockets like blood blisters, ready to pop, ooze, and drop cash so hot and so fast it makes a spark. Yeah, mommy, cause now I got my upside down triangle, my designer question mark. Oh, why ask why? That shit don't make you complete. It's vanilla concealer for your chocolate heartbeat, pumping the thickest blood on this planet while we take it for granted that more Selma churches won't be bombed, more bullet-riddled bodies won't be embalmed, another cop won't commit murder, turn around and get a raise while we picking over the racks from white-owned Dr. J's to Models, Macy's, and Saks. Shit, they just think we ain't never gonna change our ways and finally answer back. No, sir, I don't want to wear your britches. No, sir, I don't want to grant your wishes that all us Negroes should continue to hide in your shoes and your clothes as if we should take pride in your savage traditions, in genocide. All the spirits you extinguished and never batted one blue eye, yet your vultures on our culture like white on brown rice leech our blood and sell it back. Special price on this blood that races through the African veins of the child on his way to the mall in White Plains to catch a confused, lost, land-stealing Columbus Day sale on a Fila jogging suit for his brother in jail. That blood is your blood. It's my blood. It's our blood. It is the thickest blood on this planet.
Yo, yo. Give it up for Sarah Jones, y'all.
Y'all
got
to give it up for Sarah
Jones. Give it up.
One more time. Yo, what's next, buddy?
Yo, we're going to bring up next.
Yeah, you're going to call me buddy. What's the deal?
We're going to bring up next these three cats we know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? To do rock the show for y'all. My man down with him, Most Def. He done been rhyming on everybody's stuff.
Y'all know about Mighty Most Def,
y'all know about
right?
The Mighty Most Def.
You got this joint you're about to do.
Word up.
Featuring Q-Tip.
From the Tribe Tribe.
Ha, 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 ha. Say ho, everybody say ho. Bob away, yo. Said take it slow like way back in the day, yo. Bob away, yo. Everybody say ho. Everybody say ho. Everybody say ho.
Check it out now, who is the cat eating out on the town to make the whole dining room turn their hair around? It's the nigga, nigga, nigga. He got the speakers in the trunk with the bass on crunk. Who be riding up in the high-rise elevator? Other tenants who be praying he ain't the new neighbor. It's the nigga, nigga, nigga. They try to play him like the chump, cause he got what they want. He under 30 years old, but already he's a pro. Designer trousers slung low, cause his pockets stay swole. Can afford to get up and be anywhere he go. VIP at the club, backstage the show. The best crib, the best clothes, hottest whips on the road, neck and wrist on froze. Checks with O's, O's. Trade all across the globe, watch got three time zones. Keep the digital phone up to his dome. Two assistants, two bank accounts, two homes. One problem, even with the O's on his check, the po-po stop him and show no respect. They're a problem over some. Damn straight is called race to motivate the J to give chase. Say they want you successful, but that ain't the case. You live in large, your skin is dark, they flashing light in your face. Now who is the cat dining out on the town? HD wanna take a whole year to sit him down. Mr. Nigga, nigga, nigga. He got the speakers in the trunk with the bass on crunk. Now, who is the cat at Armani buying wares with the tourists who be asking them, do you work here, Mr. Nigga? Nigga, 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 nigga. Yo, the abstract with the mighty most deaf. White folks got a mumble across beneath their breath.
I didn't say it.
But they'll say it out loud again when they get with their close associates and friends. You know, sneak it in with their friends at the job, happy hour at the bar while the song is in their car. And even if it's never said and lips stay sealed, their actions reveal how their hearts really feel. Like, late night, I'm on a first class flight. The only brother in sight, the flight attendant catch fright. I sit down in my seat to see. She approach officially, talking about, excuse me. Her lips curl up into a tight space. She don't believe that I'm in the right place. Showed her my water pass, and then she saw the gas. All embarrassed, put an extra line on my water glass. An hour later, here she come by, walking past. I hate to be a pest, but my son, I love your autograph.
Wow.
They stay on nigga patrol on American roads, but when you travel abroad, they got world nigga law. Some folks get on the plane, go where they please, but I go overseas and I get overseas. London Heathrow, me and my people, they think that illegals are synonym for Negro. Far away places, customs agents flagrant. They think the dog faces smuggle weight in their cases. Bags inspected, now we arrested. Attention directed, the contents of our intestines. Your analysis followed by x-rays, interrogated and detained to damn near the next day. No evidence, no apology, and no regard, even for the big American rap star. For us especially, us most especially, and Mr. Nigga VIP jail cell, just for me.
If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked the cake.
I just got some shoe polish, paint on my face. They say they want you successful, but then they make it stressful. You start keeping pace, they start changing up the tempo. Now, who is the cat riding out on the town? State trooper wanna stop him in his ride, pat him down.
Mr. Nigga. Nigga, nigga, he got the speakers in the truck with the bass on crumb.
Now, who is the cat with the $100 bill? They got to send it to the lab to make sure the shit is real.
Mr. Nigga. Nigga,
nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga, nigga. You can laugh and criticize Michael Jackson if you wanna. Woody Allen molested and married his stepdaughter. Same press kicking dirt on Michael's name. Show Woody and Soon Yi at the playoff game. Hold a hand. Sit back and just think about that. Would he get that type of dap if his name was Woody Black? OJ found innocent by jury of his peers. And they've been fucking with that nigga for the last 5 years. Is it fair? Is it equal? Is it just? Is it right? Do you do the same shit when the defendant faces white? The white boy's doing it well. It's success. When I start doing it well, it's suspect. Don't hate me, my folks is poor, I just got money. America's 5 centuries deep in cotton money. You see a lot of brothers caked up, yo, straight up. It's new, y'all living off a slave trader's paper. But I'm a live though, you I'm a live though. I'm putting up the big swings for my kids, yo. Got my mom the fat waterfront crib, yo. I'ma get a damn pretty bay window. I'ma cop a nice home to abide in. A safe environment for seeds to reside in. A fresh trip for my whole family to ride in. And if I'm still Mr. Nigga, I won't find it surprising. Surprising.
No brothers allowed.
I came to tell the truth, spread the wisdom to the youth. It's gonna make the man mad, but my people have been had. You can't come in because of the color of your skin. And if you do, they call the pigs in blue. Come inside, make yourself at home. Oh, I forgot to mention, leave my daughter alone.
I like your daughter.
My dreads, my afro, my body, my fade. My baggy clothes, the trends that I made. My fly ass jeans, my funky deep rims. All the things I did, they credit to him. Hip hop, bebop, rock and roll and jazz. All stolen legacies from my past. Stand up my people, confess and be proud. Cause we all know the brothers are loud.
Now members only, but no membership without a credit card. No credit card with less than 5 on the job. No job without experience. No experience without an education. No job.
No education without the loop to finance. But no financiation without an education.
No flipping without tripping. No tripping or flipping. But slipping, you can trip on how you're flipping. But if you trip too hard, then you slip. But trip on how they still keep you paying when you're slipping. They sticking it in and working it round, mixing it up and saying it loud, saying it loud.
Cover up the real with the drama.
No brothers allowed.
You want the truth? You can't handle the truth, but you know what, you don't tell the truth.
hours lounging.
Don't get on no stuff or we'll be pounding.
Dirty better check the way you're sounding.
Write me out a ticket cause I'm
taxation without representation. I don't need no representation for all this damn taxation. Be black but not proud, but keep your voice down, you're talking too loud. Give me votes, I'll stir your hope. I break your spirit and give you dope.
No hoodies, no hats, no long hair or braids without a net or a cap, but no caps or hats. No basketball or tennis shoes, no cut-offs, no cut-ups, no put-downs, no snapping, no snaps, no parking by the lake, no brew, no cruising, no bruising, unless it's me bruising you. No fairness, no justice, no soul, no chance for parole. No role models in my crew. No shirt, no service. No servicing hoes or hoe services. Absolutely no talking loud. No congregating, no gathering or small crowds. No street clothes or radios.
No brothers allowed.
You want the truth? You can't handle the truth. You know the truth, but you don't want to tell the truth.
Dirty had to lie cause I was lying.
Get on no stuff or we'll be pounding.
Dirty better check the way you sound.
Write me out a ticket cause I'm pounding.
Dirty had to lie cause I was lying.
Don't get on no stuff or we'll be pounding.
Dirty better check the way you sound.
Write us out a ticket cause we're pounding.
I think Shock G was the first one calling people dirty, a la Nelly, and Nelly's whole thing calling people dirty. Well, clearly on that joint right there, he was calling at least the man, quote unquote, dirty. Dirty's mad cause I'm lounging. Write me out a ticket cause I'm pounding. I love that line, that's hot. Anyway, so goes part one of the Hip Hop Revisited podcast Strong Words episode. But never fear, fam, there is a part two. So please do check the second part of this podcast, Strong Words. If you think I brought it on this set, wait till you get a load of the next set. I got even more flavor for you. And this one was relatively straightforward and calm. I got some next shit on the next part, on part two. So you're going to want to check part two. But for those of you who can only check part one for now, or who this is like the first time you've ever even heard of this, this is the first time you're checking out the Hip Hop Revisited podcast, I am your man, Igish Raw. And, let me give you the particulars. Sometimes I know you can't get to the second part, so just in case this is the only thing you're hearing, we are at hiphoprevisited.blogspot.com. That is the blog and the home for all things Hip Hop Revisited. If you're interested in just the podcast, that would be hiphoprevisited.podomatic.com. And if you want to hit me with an email, you can hit me up at hiphoprevisited@gmail.com. And so once again, this is the Hip Hop Revisited podcast. This episode is Strong Words, part one. And like I said, be on the lookout for part two. If if I don't post them together, then I'm sure that I will post part two within days of posting part one. So please do yourself a favor, check the second part. I got some more flavor for you, especially if you enjoyed this one. Because if you enjoyed this one, you're really going to enjoy the next one. Anyway, I'm out, fam. Until part two. Peace.